This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. So I was trying to think 38 years ago. 38 years ago, I was 27. Can you imagine being physically or emotionally blind, lame, or paralyzed for 38 years? And what I find interesting about this story in particular is that Jesus knows that this man has been lame for at least a very long time, if in fact he doesn't know that it has been exactly 38 years. And so he asks the man, "Do you want to be made well?" And I'm thinking to myself, dude, what are you thinking? You know, I come to this pool every day for 38 years. It's the only way I know to be healed. And you're going to ask me, do I want to be healed? But Jesus does ask him if he wants to be healed. And in so doing, he gives him the choice to choose a new life or not. And then Jesus commands him, stand up, take your mat, and walk. Make a decision, yes or no, hot or cold. Let's just cut to the chase here. Perhaps, as someone once suggested, we do our children a disservice by portraying a fuzzy-wuzzy Jesus, the Sunday school Jesus who is a lamb, a sweetheart, and wouldn't harm a fly. Because John's Jesus has no time for excuses. He is confident and he is direct. Enough. If you want to be healed, then get up and change. Get up and live into a life that has already been healed. He doesn't spend a lot of time talking about it or a lot of rituals and ceremony. He doesn't say, well, I don't know how you feel about this, but would you mind terribly? I mean, if it's not an imposition, might I heal you? Can you hear yourself? I know I can hear myself saying to him, well, what about the pool? Don't you want me to get in the pool? I've been lying around for 38 years. There's a pool here. Don't you want me to get in the pool? It's the only way I know to get well is if I get into the waters of the pool when it is stirred up. But Jesus does not require the waters of the pool to be stirred up because Jesus is the stirred up water of life. His very nearness to us is a mighty force, and he will heal in precisely the way that he will heal, leaving us powerless in our desire to domesticate his grace in our lives. When Jesus asks the man, or any of us for that matter, point blank, do you want to be made well? We have a decision to make. If we say yes, it's no longer an option to continue to sit by the pool every day. We have to get up and move away from what we've known for all those years. In our new life, we will be forced to interact with others in terms of our new status, no longer the life of a victim, but living the life of someone who has been redeemed. We will be forced to live into our reborn nature and give up our old one. We won't be able to hide who we are inside, because how we live will say who we think we are and whose we think we are. Each of us must answer for ourselves and our common life together. Do we want to be made well? If the answer is yes, get out your rain gear and prepare for the hurricane that is Jesus, stirring up the waters of new life and making us whole exactly and only as he sees fit.